Ms. Caroline?
This is Carolyn.
Here we go. Thank you for giving us a call back.
Yeah, so it's odd when I called the number. She didn't answer Local Splash. So what's your parent company?
Precious?
I didn't hear her say Local Splash.
We do Local Splash. We are also under Relevant Ads, but the new name is Local Splash, which is all over Google and our website and all of that. We have been like this for 19 years. I don't know how she answered. Is there a specific whatever she said?
She just said, what's the name of your business? I didn't hear. If there was something before that and I didn't hear it, I apologize. But all I heard was, what's the name of your business?
Oh, yeah, she probably, normally they begin with, hello, I think you're calling Local Splash. We ask for the name of the business, or they ask for the name of the business to know who the representative was, what representative you were talking to check out the information, to see if you're a new client, or if you were talking to somebody already. That's why she was asking for the name of your company.
Okay, what state are you located in?
We are in California. Yeah, we are based in California in Fountain Valley, Orange County.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Relevant Ads has a LinkedIn profile. Hold on.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Does your other business also have a LinkedIn profile?
Local Splash? I know we have social media. Let me see. I've never checked out our LinkedIn. We should have because I'm on there with Local Splash.
Oh, well, let me look you up then. You want to send me a link to your LinkedIn profile?
Well, I'd rather you do the Local Splash. I've never been asked this before, but I think that's a little bit personal. But here we go. Yeah, Local Splash is on LinkedIn.
Yes. Well, my experience and my personal, security
mm-hmm.
is to verify anybody before I give a credit card information over the phone. If you have a payment link for me to enter my information on, I can do that, but to give it over the phone, I just want to, as a security measure, verify the company and the person that I'm giving it to.
What I can do, Ms. Caroline, is let me just ask for the access to your reporting system. Let me go back because I haven't done this in a little bit, and you are going to be able to personally place your information for us to be able to charge that card. But once you say that, we only see the last four numbers, okay? We don't see the rest of the information. Let me get a little bit of help here because I haven't done that in quite a while. Give me 1 second. I think that can do a little bit at ease for you not to have to give out the information, and you could type it yourself and we can go through it through the form of him. Okay. I'm going to send you a link. Give me 1 second. This will be, Okay. So if you go to our website, Miss Caroline, there's a tab that says log in.
Yeah.
Okay. You click that. Your username should be your phone number.
The one where I called you on and you called me. Okay, got it.
What it would be 502-509-3677.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And give me 1 second. I'm generating a password. But I'm sharing it. I'm out of password. Okay. I've sent you an email. Give me 1 second. Let me just confirm. Can you confirm your email for me, Ms. Caroline?
Info, I-N-F-O, at greensfrogmosquito.com.
Okay. Info at greensfrogmosquito.com. Okay, let me send that. Give me 1 second. They're setting everything up for you, Miss Caroline.
Okay, I see a password.
Mm-hmm. I will not be able to access personally, so I'm just going to try to guide you through it. Let me just get information from my manager. Let me know if you are able to log in, first of all.
Yes, I did get logged in.
Mm-hmm. There should be a button where it says account. And around there should be something that says information, like personal information or billing information.
What it has is a frame with local / terms of experience, services, Google business profile optimization,
mm-hmm.
access.
There should be something for personal information or settings.
The only thing that I see is under the credit card and sign here.
Yes. Okay. So does it show you the credit card information, like filling out your billing account? Caroline, your last name?
Not yet.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me... Okay, so that invoice is already programmed. Let me just fill out something here. I think we're missing your last name and the billing address. Give me 1 second. Ms. Caroline, what would your last name be?
Foss. F as in Frank, O-S-S, as in Sierra.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
I don't know what's going on. It says type your name as seen above, but I don't
Oh, no, you are at the terms and conditions, okay? So do me a favor, go back. There should be something that says... Okay, so when you open that, there should be like a three lines on your right side top corner.
Okay, so I logged out and logged back in because I wanted to see something. It says, looks like your subscription is not active. Reactivate your
account
to keep your own information.
Okay. That page, there's this little three lines on the top right corner where you click, and it should bring down different options.
Well, it's not. All I see in the top right hand is my name, well, misspelled, and then a C in the circle. And there's account settings and logout, and I'm on the next billing, and there's an invoice, an amount, and the next billing date. And billing information is there, but it's blank.
Okay, yeah. Your billing information, because it's blank, you will be able to write everything there.
Okay,
are you able
to
do
that?
That? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
When you fill that out, Miss Caroline, you just click update or save, and that should reflect in our system without all of the card numbers. Okay.
Hmm. I can't put my phone number in, business phone number in there.
It's fine. I think the only thing that's going to let you do is typing the billing information. I can do the rest.
Okay, I'm putting my card in now. Just a moment. Mm-hmm. I know some people are actually more comfortable giving their phone number,
their credit card number, but I know it's fine, Miss Caroline. Everybody is different. This is my first time with somebody doing them by themselves, so I'm just trying to be guided and guiding you. I'm so sorry about this, but I'm glad we had I'm glad we can help you out.
Okay, got it. So my information is in there with the last two digits showing an address. Oh, I didn't. The address on there would need to be the billing address for the card, right?
Correct.
Which I think it is. Our home address. Okay. All right, it should be good.
Okay. Then... if you are already updated and everything, let me know so I can refresh the program here.
Yeah, it looks good.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, yeah, everything is here. What I'm going to do now before charging the card, Ms. Caroline, is set up the security question for you, okay? This is for your security. Usually when our programmers call in from our 877 number, they ask you for the security question, okay? So I'm setting it up now. It could either be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
The third one, the pet name.
Okay, perfect. And what would the answer be?
Leopard.
Leopard.
S as in Sierra, L as in Lima, I as in Indigo. P as in Pepper, P as in Pepper, E as in Echo, R as in Romeo, S as in Sierra.
Slippers, slippers. Was it a cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a cat. Perfect name. Okay. What I'm going to do next is the voice verification that I told you about, Ms. Caroline. I'm going to walk you through what it's called, a voice verification recording. The reason being is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you and is an added form of protection for you that will send you in writing with your invoice, okay? So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor and stop me so we can review and clarify. Just say, hey, Vanya, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Green Frog Mosquito and Pest.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Carolyn Foss. Account manager, co-owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing address of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contact. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I don't understand that question. I mean, if I have any other campaigns that I'm running?
Correct. Or other programs that you have, like a contract under or whatever it is, we should just know.
Related to advertising.
Oh, uh-huh. Correct.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I don't plan to do anything else.
Okay, perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 18th, in the non-refundable amount of $298. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th day in the account of $249. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to this renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and activate everything for you, Ms. Caroline. Oh, I did have your name misspelled. I am so sorry. I never asked, or well, my colleague never asked. Wait, can you 1 second? I'm just reapplying the discount, Caroline, because I think because you've done it manually, the system automatically grabbed another thing. Give me 1 second.
It's showing up correct on my side. Well, no, the setup fee isn't.
Yeah, it's just doing a monthly $299 when I have you on a reduced price of $249. Okay, so that's a monthly fee, and the setup fee for programming is the $49. So I do see the $299, but I just want to make sure that your monthly fee is only $249, okay? I think that was because of the manual put on there, but I'm just getting it fixed right now.
Give me 1 second.
I just want to make sure everything is correct here. Well, I have that. My manager is applying the discounts. Right now, I'm going to be activating everything. So everything is under your name is Caroline Foss. And this is the good number to reach you, right?
Right.
Okay.
And so, changing, correcting the spelling of my name. I don't know how relevant it is on your end, but...
No, it is. It is relevant. I already changed everything. Okay, so your program is under that name. Right now, when everything gets activated, it will update. Okay. I just want to make sure we have you under the correct services that you offer. So I have ant extermination, cockroach extermination, mosquito extermination, preventative services, recurring maintenance, termite extermination, wasp extermination, bed bug extermination, flea. Virtual consultations, pest proofing, spider extermination, and tick and mite extermination. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Like I said, we will be scheduling a client interview for you with a programmer. So we could do that tomorrow. I don't know what time would be the best time for you. I do have morning and afternoon available.
Okay, we could aim for 10 or 11 o'clock.
Okay, let's do 10. There's more availability there. I'm going to...
7 a.m.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
We are from 7 to 4 Pacific time, so that's fine.
Wow, okay. Pretty rare, but I guess y'all have to cover the East Coast time frame.
Of course, yeah, we are nationwide.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think it's ready to go. Give me 1 second. Perfect. Okay, let me go ahead and charge to activate. Same. I don't know what is happening. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Perfect, Miss Caroline. So your account is activated now. And you should be, in fact, receiving emails and texts. The most important one is the email that says local / initial invoice. Okay, that's everything we talked about written down. And at the bottom, you should already see your name correctly written. And there's two boxes that we need you to check. One is just to make sure we can send you SMSs or texts. And the other one certifies that you are the owner of this account. And at the bottom is just writing your name for us to be able to activate everything and go green, as we say. Did you receive the email?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Just a moment. I clicked on it. Oh, it logged me out. What? I confirmed address and it logged me out. Let me go back and see. Do you see confirmation that I signed it?
Let me just go back 1 second. Yes, I have everything here. If it logged you out, you can log back in, right?
Hold on. So it was my phone number. Well, I think there are two different browsers. That's probably why. Yes, I did get logged back in.
Perfect. Whatever questions you might have with login or getting to know the system, et cetera, they will be answered tomorrow by one of our programmers, okay? So you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, maybe you mentioned this. I might have a prompt pop up. It says connect your Google Business profile.
Mm-hmm.
Automatically sync your local Splash profile with Google Business. Review and reply to Google reviews, review your Google Business profile, and then connect with Google.
You could do so. So we can have admin to the Google Business and optimize everything. But I would suggest to wait for the programmer to walk you through that. Because I really don't know how to walk you through that because I'm not in programming. But they will get rid of any questions you might have tomorrow morning and get you all set up.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, Ms. Caroline, do you have any further questions for me? Ms. Caroline?
I'm sorry. I'm looking.
Oh, it's okay.
See, I had another question. So, and probably they will be able to tell me. I don't know if you can, but in giving access to our Google information and what we're doing here, I saw something about listing our number, our business number, as a secondary number. And I guess for call tracking, do you all have your own number that you assign to our website?
We are able, to my understanding, we are able to give you a Google number. But if you want to be contacted through your already established business number, we could do that as well. But I do not have the answer on how that is linked to the tracking. But usually it is able to happen. But I don't want to give you the wrong information. I would suggest that tomorrow that will be answered for you. I am taking note of this so that that should be seen tomorrow, okay? Okay. Her business. Perfect. Okay. Any other thing that you might want to ask?
I can't think of anything right now. So this is
okay. Yeah, tomorrow. Perfect. Yeah, tomorrow I think you'd have a better understanding of the program when it comes to what we're doing, the information that we need, the timelines, et cetera, because the programmers usually have a very specific timeline for everything. But I'm sure that you'll have all of your answer, your questions answered. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect, Miss Caroline. Then that will be all from my end. If you do not have any further questions, I just have to say welcome to the family, and tomorrow one of my colleagues will call you.
Okay. And hold on, regarding payment though, did it already get charged or what?
Yeah, it did. Everything is looking good.
I'm not getting a receipt yet.
On your invoice, you should be able to do that. What was charged today and the amount that will be charged monthly.
Okay. So, where can I find the invoice from the dashboard?
Yeah. That will be under local / initial invoice from your email.
I can get to the dashboard. Approved, yeah. It's in the email, but so it's not on the dashboard. I don't see it on the dashboard, right?
I believe that we send it to email, yes. Mm-hmm.
Only? Okay.
Yes.
And okay. Tomorrow between 10 and 11, someone will be calling me, correct?
Correct. And right now, once we end the call, you will receive a Google invite for that interview, okay?
Okay.
Perfect, Ms. Caroline. Have a great, great day, and it was a pleasure talking to you. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
I said, take care there in sunny California. My sister lives about 10 minutes from the LAX.
Oh, wow. It's cold down here right now. I have all this, like, things going on with my voice and everything, but the sun is finally up, so hopefully it gets warmer.
Well, you're cold and my cold are very, very different things.
Your cold is just excessive. Well, hope it gets warmer soon, okay?
Soon enough, it will. And you enjoy your day as well. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.